Turning to news from Africa now, and doubts abound over whether Darfur's fractured insurgent groups can agree on a common set of grievances before government peace talks later this month. Representatives of seven Darfur rebel groups have been meeting in South Sudan to try and reach agreement amid claims that some fighters were still shifting allegiances as the talks took place. Mainly non-Arab rebels took up arms in 2003, prompting the government to turn to mobilise mainly Arab militias and sparking a conflict believed to have claimed 200,000 lives and forced 2 million people from their homes. Director of the Joint Action for Churches Together Caritas operation in Darfur, Dr. John DiStefano, spoke with us about the plight of internally displaced people, otherwise known as IDPs.
We occasionally are informed of a movement of population, of an affected population, and we're asked to intervene to provide them food, shelter, camps that I might mention, both catering to southern Sudanese who have been in the region for quite some time, and then camps that have developed over the past several years that are receiving the IDPs also from within Darfur. They're in a very, very difficult situation. It's like in virtually any camp, whether it's a refugee camp or an IDP camp, there are huge concentrations of populations, sometimes in the Darfur context as large as 100,000. As you can imagine, a community of 120,000 people, you know, it's a town. And so it has all the complications that any town would have, but obviously with less resources, with less infrastructure, with less administration. And yes, obviously there are large numbers of women and children certainly that are affected. And those, of course, are a main priority because they are, after all, the most vulnerable.